Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was reading Jason Stark, great writer. Where does he work now? The Athletic? ESPN? NBC? MLB Network? The Athletic. Okay. I'm just confirming. Now, but he's great. Great Jason Stark. And I'm reading his article, not thinking much. It was this kind of hokey article. No offense, Jason, about what he thinks baseball is going to look like in the next 10 years. And he mentions this. There is a wrinkle to the DH that has been kicked around in behind-the-scenes brainstorming sessions. All right? So, doesn't mean they're voting on it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But an idea has been kicked around behind the scenes concerning the DH because there has been this kind of avalanche of support that maybe we're going to have universal rules, which I'm okay with keeping these rules separated. They've been separated for 50 years. I know we have interleague play now. I have no problem with the NL having the pitcher sit in the AL having the DH. I'm a fan of keeping it the way it is. Some of my friends on the other side, the American League fans, they're very intolerant, and so they want their rules imposed on me. And okay, I mean, I disagree with them. I want them to keep their rules, and I keep my rules, but they're very insistent. They want the rules everywhere. You know, the John Boys of the world. They want it all. Okay. How about we make a deal? How about we make a compromise? So, according to Jason Stark, you ready for this one? A rule that would allow teams to use the DH only as long as their starting pitcher remained in the game. And then once the starting pitcher exited, the game would revert to old school rules. Stark writes, the more we think about this idea, the more we like it. Starting pitchers would no longer hit. It would eliminate some teams' injury paranoia. It would create incentives to keep starters in the game longer, which could lead to more offense. And it would preserve some elements of late inning managerial strategy that fans of the NL rules still love. Now, Lugauer is a National League fan. He is a Met fan. So I assume that means, Lugie, you're a fan of the NL rules.
Oh, I'm absolutely a fan of the NL rules.
What's your reaction to this? You haven't had time to think about it, so
no,
your initial reaction.
I think that it's a good attempt at a compromise. I certainly hear that and go, all right, it's a compromise. I'd rather just keep them separate, but it's getting tiring hearing a lot of American League fans. You know, they want to barge in, you know, the couple games they play a year. Oh, one of my pitchers got a hit and all that. So it would shut them up, I assume. And we'd still kind of keep our rules. So I'm all for compromise, but I would prefer if we just kept the DH in the American League and pitchers would hit in the National League.
Rosie, what do you think? Do you like what's your first reaction? Because these guys didn't know about this idea till now, so this is your initial reaction.
Initial reaction is a compromise is a good thing in the world. No one ever compromises anymore. And I actually think this kind of makes sense. That's my initial reaction.
Okay, can I make this better, by the way? Because when I thought about this, I said they got it backwards. They have it absolutely backwards. The starting pitcher should hit. The starting pitcher's hitting, I think, does have some charm. You know, Jacob DeGrom hitting has some charm. The
idea,
Bumgarner is obviously the best example. That's fine. I like it. And I like the strategy of, all right, it's the seventh inning. My pitcher's pitching well. Do I pinch hit for him? I think the compromise is once you pinch hit, that guy stays in as the DH. And the reason why I like that and why I think it works for today's baseball is you're not going to run out of players, right? Because you don't have to pinch hit every other inning for a relief pitcher that rarely gets to hit. And you're not forced to take a relief pitcher out early, which again forces you to burn through your bullpen quickly. So I kind of like the idea if we flipped it with the starting pitcher hitting and then whoever replaces the starting pitcher stays in effectively as the DH. I'm more in line with an idea like that than the one that Jason Stark floated.
But here's the deal, Evan. You have rules of your house, right? And yes. I have rules of my house. And yes. If I came to your house and was like, well, you know, I do this at my house, so I don't really care, and I put my feet up all over the place. We have our rules of our house, and you have yours. And that's it. If you're on our house, you play by our rules.
Listen, bro.
bro. You're arguing with someone who
for the two or three pitchers that have gotten hurt over the years.
Bro, I get it. I'm not in favor of splitting anything. I think it's fine that the NL has their rules and the AL has their rules. And I agree with you. Your take is beautiful. I've said it a million times. For the sake of this, I'm trying to make a deal. I'm trying to make everybody happy.
This is the commissioner of fantasy baseball coming out in you. You want to make everybody happy then thus making nobody happy.
Well, look, that could be the end result of this. The end result is the AL fan may say this is a terrible idea. I don't accept. And the NL fan may say the same thing. I don't know.
I wish we had somebody here because I think Rosenberg and I are both obviously in favor of this. So, I mean, it would be nice to have somebody here that
wants
them both.
Get CeeLo in here. CeeLo is in the building. Get his rear end into the studio. I know he's working for the network. It's not a big deal, all right?
Hold on. Chris Moore is sitting here, too, by the way.
Oh, that Chris.
He's
even
show
better.
Prepping as we
forget,
eat.
Forget CeeLo.
He's
get
eating
Moore.
A sandwich.
Get
if
Moore
you'd like
in
to
here.
Jump in, yes.
Well, tell me if Moore is busy eating, I get it. But if he wants to opine, I'm a big Chris
Moore
guy.
He's going to get his headset, and then he's going to give you his take here.
So he's going to take his
dairy. Chris is an American League fan. You know, he'll be
perfect.
Able to give you the opposite end of this.
And you know what's perfect about Chris Moore? Chris Moore is an old-school baseball fan.
Exactly.
He's been around. He's seen the DH. He's seen the AL prior to the DH. I think he's an open-minded guy, but he's a tough guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's taught. He believes what he believes, and I respect that. So in a lot of ways, me and Chris Moore are the same. But we're different.
Haven't you learned that you can't make everybody happy anymore? It's impossible. You can't make everyone happy. And also, isn't like the DH in like all of the minor league systems now too?
Yes, and that's a problem because one of the arguments used by like Sweeney is, well, these pitchers are terrible hitters because they never hit. Well, we should change it at the lower levels then. I don't believe that in single A there should be a DH. Like pitchers should learn how to hit. They're athletes. And if they practiced it, if they did it, they would effectively be better hitters. Because Francesa used that argument too. Every league has the DH. Okay, well, that doesn't make it right. Just because every other league has the DH. But look, I'm a big believer in... Look, I'm a libertarian, right? Get off my lawn. I do what I want. You do what you want. Everybody's happy. But for the sake of this, I'm open-minded to this idea Jason Stark floated. That's
you guys
all.
Are crazy. You're absolutely
Hi, Chris.
Nuts.
How you doing, Chris?
You're nuts. But you
First
have the afternoon
all.
Outside, and I don't, so... You're a better man than me. Plus, you got a great afternoon gig, and you get to work with Joe, bro.
Bro.
And, you got that for you. Won't be the guy in a pool this summer without a shirt on in a pool this summer. So you got that going for you.
By the way, Chris,
you might see Fina, and then you have an opportunity there.
I only said this on Twitter and on air, but I want to say it to you. That open you had a couple of weeks ago. With Gase and Mehta, that was tremendous. That was really well done, man.
Yeah, I was a little fired up.
I loved it.
That day. It drove me a little crazy. That's why this job is fun sometimes, as well know, is because we get a platform when something drives us nuts to express our nuttiness.
You know what it is? It's a therapy session.
It is. It really is. People don't understand that. But
that's
if you're like us, at least especially like me, like I've got a lot of lawyer in me,
yes.
So I need to fight. You know, I need to make my case. I need some place where I can vent. You're absolutely right. It's therapy for me. So,
did you hear what I was saying about the DH, or do you want me to summarize this real quick for you?
Okay. I heard it.
What's your thought?
Well, I'm very, very anti-no DH, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I don't like the rule. And if it had never changed, then I would be very happy that it never changed. If it was still 1970 and everybody hit at the high school level and at the all levels of minor league ball and all levels of amateur baseball where they don't have it. So when you're 15 or 16, and I've coached these kids, you don't hit anymore if you're a pitcher. If you're on the fast track to being a pitcher in 2019 or in 2015,
right.
You don't hit from the time you're 16 until you make the major leagues.
That's
and
a
now,
problem.
All of a sudden, I'm supposed to be in a World Series game and hit. I mean, it is so foreign
it's a
to me. Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
you,
so
know what else?
Foreign to me. And that's why, even though I understand the National League argument, I appreciate it, and I appreciated the game just fine before the DH got here, I don't think you can go back. It's sort of like replay. A lot of people wish we didn't have it, but we do, and we can't go back.
Chris, here's the one thing I'll make clear. As a pro pitcher hitting guy, I have never once suggested the AL should abolish the DH. I know it's here. I respect it. I understand why people like it.
Yeah, like replay, it's not going anywhere. It gives jobs. It's more exciting.
Sure.
There's more scoring in that league.
But
it's just the way it is. So.
All I'm asking is I like the separate. I like the fact that we have our rules, you have your rules. This idea of kind of merging the two, would you accept something like this or would you say absolutely not?
I just don't think it works. I don't think that teams are ever going to prioritize teaching pitchers to hit. And I think despite the DeGrom and Bumgarner arguments, that's one pitcher in 20 that gives you some drama when they come to the plate. One in 15 or 20 is entertaining to watch hit. The rest are a drag.
So you won't even accept the compromise? You say no
way. I don't think it's good. I'd accept anything, but I don't think it's good. See, I'd be fine if the National League played the way they do in the American League, but what do you do in the postseason? I don't know.
Home team gets the rule. That's it. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah, but now you've got pitchers that never hit.
Well,
that's a tremendous disadvantage.
You know what?
Whereas the National League DH will at least be a hitter. The American League pitcher is not a hitter, and he's not going to practice in case we make the World Series. You better be ready. So April through
couple of things,
October.
Couple of things. A lot of American League pitchers pitched in the National League.
Some. Yeah.
Some did.
Yep.
There is a thing called interleague play, and the American League's DH is usually, not always, but usually a guy who's filled that role most of the year and is a better hitter than whoever the National League is putting up as DH.
Yes, and it's an advantage to the American League, but it is a smaller advantage than the advantage the National League has when the American League pitcher has to hit versus the National League pitcher. That's all I'm saying.
So
it's the
lesser
of two evils, but
so
you're right.
You're right. Telling me you'll keep it the way it is, but you will not accept any kind of merging, a new creation of a half a DH.
I think
like
it's a
Jason
faux.
Stark suggested.
It's a faux cure.
Okay,
that's what I think.
But
I think
one,
it is a what do they call those shots they give you that don't do anything, but are supposed to go against the ones that do something, so they can tell the test sample. What do they call those things?
You're asking the wrong
placebo.
Guy.
Placebo.
Placebo.
That's it. Thank you, Paul. Placebo, that's what it is. It's a placebo. It's a pretend cure that really doesn't do anything.
I understand.
You know?
That's fine. Look, I'm okay with keeping everything the way it is, but I'm afraid that in the next 3 years, you're going to get what you want, and the DH is going to be everywhere. So at least these ideas of compromise have me thinking. But you are right about one thing, and I don't think it'll ever change. If you want to have pitchers hit, you have to change the rules in high school, in college, and at the lower levels
American
of the
American Legion
leagues.
And every level that they play. Absolutely
because
right.
Because right now, if I'm not mistaken, in AA and AAA, the only time the pitcher hits is when two National League affiliates are playing each other. Even if an American League affiliate is at a National League affiliate, they will play with the DH. That is my understanding.
And you just can't hit, you know, so rarely from the time you're 16 on. And then get to the major leagues at 23 and be expected to hit major league pitching. It's a silly concept that, as you say, unless you can eliminate minor leagues and amateur baseball from the DH, then you can't expect these guys to come up
more.
And be ready to hit. They just can't do it if they're 16 and they never hit. All of a sudden at 23, they're going to hit? Come on.
I get it. I'm going to lose. Look, I am facing the reality that very soon I'm going to be a loser in all of this. The DH is going to be everywhere. There's going to be some Met fans saying, oh, it's a good thing because Robbie Cano can DH. Like, that's a reason to accept the rule because your team dumbly traded for Robinson Cano. I mean, I'm not going to want the DH because
no.
It helps the Mets.
But 2 years out, you won't miss it. Like all the
that's
other
not
rule
true.
Changes.
That's
2 years
true.
Out, you won't miss it.
You will be wrong more.
All right.
And
we'll
when
find
I talk
out.
To you in 3 years, you'll have to say, wow, Evan, you still miss it. What's wrong with
still
you?
Still want to see Bart Colon hit it out.
That's right. Thank you, Moore.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.